Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Yes, it is. But who is it that's talking to you? Could it be, once again, back like the Renegade Master, your favourite other loud brown gay, the Michelle Williams of this group, that makes you move your body up and down, make your booty touch the ground? I can't help but wonder why. Why, Nick?
Why? Because I am here for the yaddy man. Nothing else matter when I'm a honey. Just make that body count, dirty gal. You know what? You know what? Seb, what? You are like, you know, like when you go to the barbecue, the takeaway, the barbecue, and you have the auntie, and she's like, mm-hmm. What a blood clot, dirty gal. That is you calling everybody yes. out.
Yes, I am. Here I am to save the day once again. Hello, everybody. Just so that you know what you're listening to. You're listening to The Loud Brown Gays with me, Sebastian, a.k.a. Black, Bald and Kinky, and mm-hmm. the one and only Miss It's Nick Charles.
Hi, darlings.
Hi, darling. Yeah, how are we?
Where can the people find you, Sebastian? Tell the folks.
Well, you can find me on your anywhere you get podcasts at Black, Bald and Kinky. I say that, but I haven't been on my podcast for 8 weeks because my voice has just literally come back in time to save your asses. Look at that. Look at God. Look at what God is doing.
Look at what God is doing for the people. I see what God could do for me. I see where God has taken me. And I'm afraid, just like the withering heights of America, Danielle is not here today. She is a little bit under the weather, but do send her some love on social media. You know, that's where she lives and breeds. But yeah, send her some love because she's a little bit under the weather and she will love to hear your thing. She's not ill, she's just a little bit under the weather, but she'll be fine. She'll be back next mm-hmm. week. Seb, it is indeed the middle of the week. It is a bit warm. Hay fever, no mother cunts. Not Miss Hay Fever showing up and causing riots at the minute.
She said, "Hey girl, hey." That's what Mm-mm. she said. Yeah, she. I spun round twice, turned around, picked up myself back up again. Just got over a cold. Just got managed to dodge and weave from this COVID. Oh, and then look, another bitch turned up, said, "Hey girl, have you enjoyed your summer?
Have you realized how we all got ill at weird times? So it was me with COVID, then was you with a cold, then mm-hmm. Dan is ill. You know what? I'd rather get ill now than later in the year when it's hot and warm and I need to be out partying. So,
well, first of all, we need to get our illnesses out so that we can synchronize our bussies together, because we're going to Birmingham Pride for the jump, and that leads straight into Beyonce for another jump, and that leads straight into another Pride, and then it's straight into Mighty Hoopla.
It's a busy summer. It's a hot boy summer. Get it. A hot single boy summer as well. Let's go, girl. Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm single.
Right, I have a story from the streets for you. Now, let me set the scene, basically. Mm-hmm. Now, I went out to a influencer event the other night. And I was sitting in a room with all these people and talking about 100 of followers. And I was like, meh. I remember wanted to be that boy, but then it was like, it's not really all that. However, these girls are talking and she literally turned around to this other girl and goes, "Girl, you know, last night, me has put a thing in my man bum and he kind of like it. I think he might be gay."
Not this. First of all, I need a description of this person that was putting their finger in the man's bum.
She's a Caucasian girl and she does makeup.
She does makeup, but she doesn't do nails because fucking hell,
I just turn around and look at her like, "You dumb bitch." Now, I don't know if these for the straight girls who are listening, I don't know if you know how about male biology or how it works, but the prostate gland, that is a very sensitive thing that we know about inside of the rectum, is a great spot, or the male G spot per se, that makes everybody, especially in bottom, men who just like to have stuff up their bum, it is a point of pleasure. Straight girls, I am asking you.
AKA. aka the booty hole bullseye. Let's go.
Thank you. So your man is not queer, he's not gay, he's not bisexual. Straight men are into their bodies more and more each day. If you don't understand your man like a little finger up the bum, man, you should feel proud that he's doing it with you and not with someone else. Shut him out, girl. And I just watched her, like, I just sat there and I was like, I can't believe this girl is, and it's not like she's like, she, it's not like she's like shocked about it. She's like, I just don't know how to deal. Girl, your man is not gay.
She's just, listen, right, first of all, she knows the man is not gay. Mm. Yeah, she's just looking for a little piece of drama because her night was boring. And they, like, the canapes are not canapes and the alcohol was cheap. Yeah, whatever, babes. Like, first of all, if your man was gay, yeah, one, when you put that finger up, you wouldn't have got it back. Like, that's the thing. You would have put it up there and it would just go all the way up. Like,
you would have lost an arm and a leg.
Yep. You There's understand. A reason why they call it a black hole, babes. Yeah? Because the gravitational pull on a gay boy's ass would take off your finger in no time at all.
You bring finger gone, everything gone. You know what I mean? And I was I was so shocked. I was like, this girl. And she was like, she was trying to, like, you know, when girls do that thing where they try to get you into the conversation to, like, get in. And I just turned to her, I was like, girl, I'm gay as fuck. And I was like, and let me tell you something. I was like, if your man is enjoying the fact that he, the principle of pleasure with you, with his fingers up inside of him, take that and enjoy it. Because a lot of straight men are not into that, girl.
Are you really trying to tell me that she's never put a finger on his gooch and see what happens? Like, she's never tickled the balls with her tongue. Like, what in the run Rapunzel let down your hair?
Exactly. Girl, like, shut up. And you know what? She was so taken aback the fact that I was so vocal about about it. I was like, child. I was like, this is not a place for this conversation. Secondly, I was like, let your man just enjoy it. And she was like, well, you know, I'm just, you know, worried. I was like, girl, have a good night. Have a blessed night, and as should I.
Also, did you ask for photo evidence of what this man looked like, just in case you want to steal him? Because now that's your bag.
Oh. No. I just wanted to get my free drink and leave. I was on a mission to look good in place and leave.
Okay, cool. This was at the Fenty.
This was at the Fenty event the other night.
At the Fenty?
Yes. You know the Fenty event I went to?
Does Fenty even do shades for this woman? Oh,
I told her she was just there for the free bags, the free goodie bag.
Okay, cool. Nick, I have a story from the streets.
Do tell me. Tell me.
And I'm going to tell this story because this story includes a story about someone that Dan has previously told a story about on this podcast. So if you listen to this podcast before, you know that Dan goes to my gym that I work in, right? And Dan told a story about how he was using a piece of equipment or wanted to use a piece of equipment, and this guy went ape crap on him because he thought Dan was hitting on his boyfriend. Remember that?
Not her. Oh,
okay,
God.
Cool. So, now that I've set the scene, let me start from the top.
And if you don't know, listen three episodes back if you don't know.
Yeah. Go back in time.
And then come back.
Listen to the episode and then come back. Right, so I was in the gym a couple of weeks ago before I went away for Easter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was working out the gym. It's hella busy because all these girls are trying to get their Easter pump. Yeah. There's a couple, and they're standing in by the bench next to me, yeah? They're working out, and they're on the bench, and they're off the bench, on the bench, off the bench. Then their gay friend comes, yeah, and says hello to them. He doesn't stand on the opposite side, far away from me. He stands in a space between my bench and their bench. So I can't lift up my weights and do anything, yeah? So I'm there watching as they keep kicking and chatting. Yeah, so I said to the man, excuse me. And then he looked at me like I was a piece of gum on their shoe. Yeah?
So rude.
Right? And I said, excuse me again. And then they carried on chatting. So I took out my phone, took one picture. Yeah. And then I said, excuse me, can you move, please? As I picked up the 54 kilograms. Yeah. Mm. I started swinging the big weights in the air. Correct. But then when I went home, I made a reel. Yeah, explaining the situation, and was just like, can we as a gay community, when we see our friends in the gym floor, can we not just move to the side so other people can have space? It's really annoying, yeah? When you're trying to work out and there's four girls wearing one piece of equipment, or cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, and no one's using it, yeah? Okay, cool. So I made that real, like, before Easter. And then I went on my holidays. I went to Berlin. I had a very good time.
Lovely time was hard.
I had a lovely time.
My outfits were popping.
Yes, cool.
We clocked it. It was a fashionable time in Berlin.
Thank you. I was letting those bitches know who I am, babes. Anyway. I came back from holiday, and obviously I've forgotten about this reel because I made it time. So I forgot reels don't disappear.
No, they don't.
So I come back, and there's 50 likes on this reel, and then there's 10 comments on it, and when I look through the comments, like, 4 or 5 of them were like people like laughing along and saying, tell the bitches, let them know. And then I get to the bottom, and these clapping boys, had decided to, one, start calling me out the side of my name. My name is Sebastian. My name is not Caesar. That's one. Two, if you're going to laugh on a comment when someone else is being a dickhead, you need to have that same energy when you see me in the gym and you see me in the streets. That's number two. Three, if I purposely block out someone's face in a picture that I posted, why is your friend then going to at you and every single person in that picture so that everybody knows who it is in the reel that I'm talking about? Keep yourself to yourself, mind your business. There is a water fountain in each corner of the drink your water and mind your business. I don't know why this guy went there and put everybody in the video's name on it.
Rude.
I came yesterday, I was like, but you know who really got me? The first comment that was rude and out of order was this same gay that was rude to Dan. And I was like,
we know what it says.
I know you, I know what time this is.
I'm coming for you.
Wait till I get... Boots. No, I don't come for you. I'm just coming into work, in the lowest cut vest that I have, in the tightest fitting vest that I have, in the tightest piece of pom-pom shorts that I have, and I'm working out. And when you want to go onto the machine, I'll be like, hey, fiance, how are you? So today I went into the gym, and the same fiance that he was running after Dalaba, I was like, hey, girl. Hey, how are you? Like, bending over really forward so his eyes were all up in my chest. And I have no qualms about it. That little Spanish boy, I have no interest in your man, because if your man is there sucking the dick of a racist, I clearly can't be down for it.
That part.
Two.
That part.
That part there.
That part right there.
why can we not just agree to disagree because you are wrong and I'm right? Let's just agree to disagree because you are wrong and I am right.
That's okay.
And that's okay. Do you know why it's okay, Nick? Because I am right. Why it's okay.
I can't with you. So I have something to tell you that I want to talk about, because it's time for... Let me tell you something. And I want to talk to you, Sebastian, about a situation that not only I feel strongly about, it has to be addressed in a way that I think I want to get involved in, because I didn't want to. And I was like, no, but this is time. Now, as you might have known, there's an Instagrammer or a hon from Birmingham who has really shocked me in a way. Well, I wouldn't say shocked. More like... When you see our trans family or community, the LGBTQ plus community, we already deal with a lot of fucking shit. Let's be real. And we try to get by it. However, when our own community attacks us, it hurts to the fucking core. And let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. Yes.
Are you going to talk about that? Oh, Lord. Mm. Go on.
Mm, that's Nohan from Birmingham. No, mm-hmm. The thing is with her is, I personally have not been a fan of this said person ever since that whole drama with Messi Nelson a couple of years ago. I wasn't mm-hmm. a fan because he called it a drama. However, when you start attacking our trans community, a community you who might not be trans, but you are still part of the LGBTQ plus society, you are breaking us down when we are trying to fight a fight that we are already halfway losing. Please fucking stop your shit. We have JK to deal with. We have fucking Suella Braveman to deal with. We have all these gender people that just on our backs. Why are you making it hard for our own community and saying, oh, well, men can't get pregnant? They fucking can, bitch. Shut your hole. How are you out and you have jumped on the internet and you, and not even that, you haven't even bothered to double down. You have just created more transphobic rhetoric and you think it's, oh, because it's cute to do. Baby, what you don't know is that when your community is under attack, we will always mm-hmm. stand and be resilient. But this is not it. The call is coming from inside the house, girl. Fix up and look sharp. Jesus.
Why are you bothering with this man? I told you from last year that I don't have time for him or she's awful. I really, really, really can't. First of all, I am a personal trainer. Mm. Yeah. I am a PT. My whole function of my job, is gender reaffirming. Mm. Yeah. It's about men looking more masculine, gender reaffirming, and women looking more feminine, gender reaffirming. There are so many things that straight cis people do on a daily basis, whether that's putting on tracksuit bottoms, wearing makeup, picking up the right shoes, putting on a suit, putting on certain types of jewelry. Every single thing that you do reaffirms your gender. Why is it that you have such a problem, with somebody that's saying that they are trans, wanting to reaffirm the gender that they say that they are supposed to be in, Because what narrative does it, how much does it hurt you as an individual? If you don't understand it, cool. You don't need to understand. You just need to be empathetic for other people, and let other people give them space and listen to other people's stories so that you can get some understanding of what they're going through. You don't have to understand everything yourself, True. You just have to listen, and let other people tell you the stories of who they are.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting? Like, I am pretty sure, Sebastian, when we... Because when I was growing up, all I knew was gay, lesbian, bi, and you know, transgender. But as it got older, the rainbow road decided to, you know, extend to our non-binary, to our queer, to our intersex folk. And I understand that a lot of people might still have stuff to learn. But when you know exactly what that person is and you still decide to be an asshole, I'm done with you. That is rude.
Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. What I always find weird is that, especially when it comes from ethnic minority gay guys as well.
That's where it hurts the most. That is where it hurts the most.
Trans women, trans men are the canary in the coal mine,
Correct.
They are literally the signal that tells everybody else that something bad is coming, You keep on thinking that because they're attacking trans people, you as a gay man are fine. You're not.
Hell no. We're literally in the firing line.
Because there's, you know, when you get those boards when they do mass, where you got the three different circles, in the middle of it, that will be trans. Because the people that are most affected by what's been happening to trans women, trans men, are ethnic minorities. Correct. Right? The thing about it is that it comes from racism, it comes from sexism, it comes from homophobia, and it's pinpointed on trans at the moment. But as soon as they get enough things in place for trans, they are coming for you. Yes. And who are you? Who's going to help you? Who are you going to turn to? Who is going to give you love and support? Because you know what? The people that are normally at the first edge of the fight, the people that normally are the ones throwing the bricks, the people that are normally there with them outside of every riot, of every protest, of every time you need someone to help you, is your trans girls. Yeah.
Learn your history. Yeah. You understand? These girls forget sometimes. But you know what? With that being said, for anyone who, like, this podcast has always been very, we are open. Like, as black and brown men, gay men, queer men, we understand where our trans community is right now. And I said this from the start, and Seb, you know this for a fact. We will always be at the front line of a trans protest, a pride, anything, because we, every single year, I say this now, pride was started as a protest and we need it more than ever right now. Yes, it is a time for us to have a party and have a good time, but people tend to forget that the reason why pride exists, and this is why we have to fight more and more. This is why pride events are so important this year. So to anyone who thinking, listen to the podcast right now, go support, allies, score there and support. Pride is important, each and single. It could be a small town, it could be a big town, it could be a town you don't even know. Support the people right now, because right now we are under attack. And it's not cute.
You have to understand, yeah, that especially when it comes to trans women, that you're asking cis people, especially cis men, to understand the point of view of someone that wants to give up privilege, that wants to give up the privilege of being male and become a woman, which we all know that women are treated as second-class citizens. Yeah. So they can never truly understand why someone would go through the process of doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can understand gays, because at the end of the day, men, we've already talked about it, even straight men have prostates. So they understand that if you put something up their bum, it actually feels quite good. Yeah. That's closer to their understanding. Yeah. They might not tolerate it. They might have some religious beliefs against it, but it's closer for them to understand. They can't understand the concept of being trans. And so they vilify it all the time. However, if you are gay, and if you have the grace as being gay of being able to walk down the street, talk to different people, have friends, go to the toilet, go to restaurants, get on a plane, not be attacked for just being gay, because even though you're dressed slightly different, you're still identifying as a particular gender and signaling that you are masculine or you are feminine in the way that society deems it natural to be, then you have a lot of power and you need to use it in the right way. And every time these people come on here on radios and TV and say that, you should remove a T from LGBT, I'm just like, are you crack? Are you stupid? You wouldn't have LGB without the T in the first place. Yeah, you wouldn't have all your rights. You wouldn't have the ability to get married. Yeah, I'm older than all of everybody else that does this podcast. So I grew up in just after the time of Section 28 in the 80s. I grew up at a time where I didn't know that I was going to be able to get married ever, because it wasn't the law at the time. I grew up at a time just past the time when you had to be 18 as a gay man to have sex, and before they reduced it down to 16 like the rest of everybody else. Like, it's so ridiculous that you think that because you're cis, gay, and because you are a man that sleeps with another man, that you're somehow immune for them taking away your rights. They thought the same thing about abortion in America with Roe v. Wade, and look how quickly that got overturned. It is never permanent when you are not the norm. Your rights, whether that be civil rights, human rights, are not a permanent thing if you are someone that doesn't sit in the norm, because at the end of the day, we are still in the minority unless we all join together to be the majority. And this is what people seem to not understand.
Correct. It's true. But you know what? With that being said, I think we when it all boils down to it, make sure you're on the right side of history, darlings, because that's where it fucking boils down to. Because they're coming, these people out there are coming for you, whether you like it or not. So guard your loins and get ready, and stop trying to fight people down. On that note of things fighting down, we need to talk about something that I think you will totally understand with me, right? I want to ask the producers of Wicked, just want to ask you one question. One. Why in the fuck did you give us a fucking teaser pictures and we have to look deep into the fucking soul of the abyss? What is
it's
that
a teaser picture. It's a teaser picture.
Need more.
It's a teaser picture. You OnlyFans bitches. Yeah.
I want to see
where you're getting 20 seconds of a full dip penis. Yeah. No. They say teaser and they're going to tease you. Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
You
didn't even get a front shot. Yeah. You didn't get a vocal trill. You didn't get an ad libs or nothing. They say teaser, bitch. You're going to have to wait. Yeah. Ooh. And all you guys got upset. Yeah.
Angry. Do you know what? I have never been more excited for a film apart from Little Mermaid. Wicked is, let me tell you why. A play that I thoroughly enjoy every single time I have been to London in probably the last 2 years. I've been to see Wicked maybe once or twice. However.
We need to go again, you know.
We need to go again. Yes. Sebastian, you know for a fact, Wicked has always... The story of Wicked for me is... I don't know why. I just love it. And there's something about Elphaba. She's my fave. Glenda is cute. But Elphaba for me, I don't know why. No. I just feel her. I just love her.
I'm not that girl. When she Elphaba sings, I'm not that girl. It's over. It's over. Yeah.
For you, not for you, hoes.
Sing popular. All she likes. It's not even Defying Gravity for me.
I'm over Defying Gravity. That's been overdone.
Thinking about someone else taking your man, yeah, are you realizing that you're never gonna have him because you're not the token pretty boy that he wants? Did something to me back in the day, and still does. Yeah,
I agree.
And you know what used to be, on a number note, what used to really upset me is every time they used to do Wicked songs on Glee, they would always give it to that weird looking boy.
God, I know. Oh, stop it.
Instead of giving it to the Rachel and what's it, Amber.
You know what I mean? Mercedes. Now, can we just talk about the fact that now, a lot of people I know don't know who Cynthia Erivo is, and it does my fucking head in.
How do they not know?
I saw the girls the other day saying, oh, Cynthia Erivo, she's all right. She's all right? Have you heard the vocal range of that woman?
She's amazing.
You just know she... And I'm going to tell you something. Having her and Ariana Grande in a film like Wicked, honey, the runs, get ready. Get ready.
And also, people on this podcast know, because I argued with Dan about this, you know that I am hands down a Jesse Jan stan, yeah? In the same way that Nick is a Dua Lipa stan, I am a Jesse Jan stan, right? Okay, yeah. Cool. You know, Cynthia Erivo beat out Jessie J for Elphaba in this production, and I ain't sad about it. I ain't sad about it at all.
I'm not sad.
I am not sad about it. Why? Because she will give what needs to be given. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Elphaba range is Elphaba's. I've to be fair, right? I'm not gonna lie. Every single time I've seen Wicked, there's been a white girl playing this character. However, at the moment, the all-black cast is smashing it up, and I need to go see it. But seeing Cynthia Erivo in this limelight, in this production, we just know you're going to get your money's worth.
Cynthia Erivo was in the X Factor musical, yeah? She was also in the first sister act. There's a song in the X Factor musical called I Can't Sing. If you hear the notes that that woman produces on that song, yeah? Go look it up on YouTube. Do yourself a favor, yeah? We're sounding very fit at gays right now, but we don't care.
We don't care.
Why?
We don't care.
You know why? Because Six Rate Aruba is the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Correct. Correct. Do you know she is? Do you know, actually know she's from Stockwell? I only found this out the other day, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, girl. Get your bag.
You know when you go to Peckham Pulse? Cinema, yes, and they have. Yes. She's one of the pictures up on there.
No way, by the Peck and Plex. No way. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I'm honestly ready because I feel like I know. Yeah, we do song about theater games, but at the same time, we're excited because it's like, for example, these things. When we see these things happening, we just know we're gonna get what we deserve. And it's been a long time since there's been a musical of this
scale
that we're excited for. Because let's be real. We know Miss Ariana Grande could
She could sing it there.
And the fact that we have two titans singing, and they're gonna have a lovely time. We just know it. We're gonna have a lovely time.
Ariana Grande is a perfect fit for Glenda.
Perfect fit for Glenda.
The older she gets, the bigger her range gets, more volume she gets. She's just singing off the fucking walls. And then Cynthia Erivo is hands down one of the best vocalists you will ever hear in life. Yeah,
and they both have good runs. Like their runs when they their vocal runs are. I think Cynthia is more a soprano than. Mm-hmm. I think Ariana might be a bit more alto. I might be wrong.
You're wrong.
Is she like mezzo soprano?
Ariana Grande is a full soprano.
Full soprano.
Cynthia Fiorino is mezzo soprano.
Mezzo soprano, right. I know I've had it wrong. But yeah, those levels of like those range is going to be iconic. But let's talk about range. We are weeks away.
Go on.
From that disco horse touching down in Britain, honey. And let me tell you something. Move out the way. Weeks to go now, darlings. Not months. Weeks.
Which disco house are you talking about?
We're talking about Renaissance, darling. Renaissance, darling.
Did you hear the news about this week about the Renaissance? About the backing dancers getting fired?
No. Yeah, give me the tea.
Apparently, backing dancers. Apparently. Yeah, the backing dancers. Because everything gets removed so quickly, yeah?
Right. Very true, right. Very true.
Two of the backing dancers were making TikToks, behind in Paris. And as they were making their TikToks, some other dancers were leaving the rehearsal space in their costumes. So if you were on those dancers' TikToks, you saw some of the costumes from the concert. So those two dancers got fired. Quick time. And those videos got pulled. I'm just like to say thank you and good night. Whoever you are, because you are never dancing in this here earth, on this planet for the sun ever again. You got fired from Beyonce.
Change your career. Go work in a bakery, girl. Go work in Greg's because you are done.
As a dancer, if you get picked to dance on a Beyonce tour, all you have to do is stay the tour, don't slip, don't fall, don't fuck it up. And once you leave that tour, you are set for life.
Correct.
Because you have Beyonce's stamp of approval behind you. Now, if you get fired from that tour, you ain't never working in ever again. Yeah. You better just change your name by Depot. Yeah. You better switch to being classic from the street dance. Yeah. You better find yourself
You wouldn't even get a you wouldn't even get a walk on role in the new Honey film. You're done. Done. These girls are crazy.
If you're a man, you can't even go to Magic Mike in the Palladium. You're done.
I feel sorry
for you. I really do. I really hope you save some money for the last couple of tours you were on. Because in this cost of living, You can't afford not to have a Beyonce check. How are you giving up the check for TikTok? I don't understand.
Imagine just fucking going back to your house saying, oh, well, yeah, why are you home from the tour? I got fired from Beyonce. My friends will laugh at you.
No, my friends will throw stones at me because they're all thinking that they're going to get free tickets with seeing their friend on tour. You ain't getting nothing. We ain't getting nothing, my friend.
These girls are crazy. Also, have you seen the stage? The stage. It literally looks like the Enterprise spaceship.
I'm trying to be surprised. Yeah, I have told you my wishes and what my wants are for. We are in London. Yeah, we are going to see Beyonce. Yeah, Kelly Rowland is also in London within the space of a week.
That's all
I want. For my whole life, body and soul, yeah, is 2 out of 3 Destiny Childs to be on stage together. And we all know Michelle ain't got nothing to do. Put her on a plane from Paris and let her come through, yeah? It's about time we had a reunion in London. Can we never get one over here?
Let me ask you something.
Go on.
Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle takes to the stage. What is the only 2 songs you want to hear of the hundreds of Destiny's Child catalogue? Go.
Lose My Breath.
Correct.
And If.
Ooh! You went is that Destiny's Fulfilled?
Destiny's Fulfilled.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Because the runs on If when they go back and forth. Yeah. Yeah. It's just the lick. The lick.
I am going to go. I'm gonna say 2 songs here that people mightn't like. Really love the runs in Girl.
Okay.
And I really want Independent Ladies Part, Independent Woman Part 1. Independent Ladies Part 1.
This is the thing, because they never actually do the full song. They always do the bridge. Yeah.
Charlie Destiny. No, yeah. Give it a whole thing. I want the did. And my girl Drew, do. Yeah, they don't get that. We don't get that. Get that far.
The other Destiny Child song I would want is Soldier.
Where they at?
Oh my god. Absolute banger. Soldier.
Do you know what song I miss Beyonce performing? And I know a lot of people mightn't agree. I actually miss seeing her do Ring the Alarm.
See, you know what song I want? And she's done it once, I think.
What is that?
School in Life.
They need a teacher, but we can burn if you want us. Yes.
Oh, that's my job.
I'm a freak all day. Do you know, can I be honest? I still think one of the most sexiest songs, we have like a few minutes left before we go. Cool. I have to say one of the most sexiest songs I've ever seen Beyonce perform live in my entire life is Dance For You. That choreo goes off. Watch me pop it for your baby.
I don't mind that for you, but the other thing I want to say is, what's it? I love your face.
Hey,
you love the taste. That sugar face. It melts away. What is that song?
Is it Blow?
Blow, that's it.
Can you get the speed? It's the sweetest thing the man say. Pink is the flavor.
Oh,
the riddle. My girl said, "Eat me out," you know, loud and proud. She said, "Come on, Jay, come on, Jigga, get that bitch
with them big ass lips."
That part.
Listen,
I am very excited. Beyonce, we are ready for you. I am ready for that disco horse to take
place. Okay, cool. Before I go, I have to say something on the podcast.
Yes.
When you did the back of the bus, there was a question that you and Dan could not answer.
Ooh,
I have an answer for you.
Yes.
Oh. So, for the person that wanted to suckle or get someone to suckle on his chest, like he was mummy with daddies and get the daddy to suckle his chest. If you go to a fetish shop, you can get a diamond shaped harness Now, what the diamond shaped harness does is that when you put it into, pull it up and pull it in the back and tighten the back, it changes the shape of your pecs so they look more tit like.
Oh my God. I learn something new every day.
Yes, babes. Yes. This is why Dan was calling my name and saying that I would have the answers, because I have the answers.
There is an industry for everybody.
So you can get a bra. It's unisex. Mm. It's a harness, but it's shaped into a diamond shape in the front. Mm-hmm. And it has a strap in the back so you can pull it tighter. As you pull it tighter, it pushes your chest forward in a more of a diamond shape and creates more of a tip.
Mm.
Well, so you can be suckling away, happy on, as Larry.
On like, mummy's milk. Right, let's get out of here. Sebastian, it's been a fucking pleasure having you back on the Lower Bronchies. Please come back anytime. Dan, I wish you all the best. We'll be back next week. Well, Sebastian, you're more than welcome to come next week when we have the back of the bus.
Is it the back of the bus next week?
Yes, it is.
I think I'm actually meant... Dan said I was actually meant to come, so you might see me again, people. You might see me again.
It is indeed. The back of the bus is next week. Yeah. Yeah, it's the last Wednesday of the month next week, so we'll be back.
God damn, this month has gone fast. This
month's gone fast. Well, until then, it's been Nick Charles and Seb, the Bold and Black and Kinky podcast. Mm-hmm. We'll be back on next Wednesday. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week. Bye, dolls.
Bye.